Erevin Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav 7-6. We now shift our focus slightly to the topic of establishing a shittuf for mavui. The truth is that everything that we say in this Mishnah is actually going to be equally applicable to making the Erev for Chatzer, but the focus here is on even a mavui. So again, that means that what we're trying to do is make all the residents that live in this mavui, i.e. all the residents of the various Chatzeros that open up into this mavui, to be considered to be a single consortium. They live together as one big, so to speak, consortium, happy family, which would allow them to carry not just in their chatzar, but into the mavui as well. And through that, everyone needs to contribute food. Food, we'll see, can be, when it comes to the mavui, even liquid, even wine, let's say, as opposed to the setting up of the Erev Chatzeros, which has to be specifically bread. And the simple way to do it would be to have everyone in the whole mavui contribute some food or drink into one big barrel box, and that would be the shittuf. The problem with that, of course, is, although it's simple, it sounds simple, logistically it's very complicated, and therefore a perhaps much easier way to do it would be for a single person to take a barrel, put the food or drink inside of it, and transfer ownership to all the residents in the mavui, and that therefore every person would have a little portion of ownership in the food, inside the container, and therefore everyone could have be part of the shittuf without having to worry about the logistics of going to collect food or drink from every resident. And that's what's happening in our Mishnah here. The Mishnah says, Ketzad mishtatfun b'mavui. How do you go about setting up the shittuf to combine all the residents in the mavui to be like a single consortium? So one fellow can maniach es hachavis. He can put down a single barrel. The barrel is filled with food or drink. Va'omer, and he says, Hare zu l'chol b'nei hamavui. He says that the contents of this barrel belong to all the residents in the mavui, and therefore it's eligible to be the source of food, which will act as the shittuf mavos. Now, when one transfers ownership from himself to others, that's called when the other people are not present, that's called zechia. And to do that, a person needs at least a symbolic counterparty. If I'm transferring my ownership in this barrel to you, either you could take it, but if you're not around and it's a benefit to you, I could get someone else to take it on your behalf. And when I say take it, there, of course, is legal requirements to do what's called the Ma'asa Kenyan, some formal act that effects the transfer of ownership from the original owner to the new owners. And the simplest way of doing that is called hagba'ah, lifting things up to show ownership. But for that to happen, the person doing the transferring, the original owner, has to find someone else to do the lifting up, acting as a proxy on behalf of the others who are receiving it. So that means if I'm the one who put down the barrel and I'm saying this barrel's contents belong to all of you who live here in the mavui, somebody else besides me has to pick up this barrel and be mezakeh to acquire the rights legally as a proxy for all of their members in the mavui. So who can act as that second person, the proxy, doing the lifting and acquiring the rights for all of the members? The Mishnah says, "Umezakeh lehen al yedei beno uvito hagadolim." It can be done even through his own children. They, of course, could be they're separate from him on some level. And they can do the lifting, the hagbah, and the zechia, the transfer ownership to the others. When it says gedolim here, so most Rishonim learn that means that they are bar and bat mitzvah, and therefore they act as their own persons, no problem. However, a number of Rishonim learn that to be a gadol in this context, to have what's called a yad, to have the ability, literally yad is a hand, of course, but it means the ability to act as a separate legal entity to acquire ownership on behalf of the others. They need to be, according to some, they need to be not older than bar bat mitzvah per se, but rather they need to be independent, financially independent, not being somach al shulchan aviv, not being dependent upon their father, the one doing the transferring, to provide them with their food. Now, so, as we'll see more about that in a moment. So that means that this child, the grown son or daughter, would do the zechiyah by doing the hagbah, the lifting of this barrel of food, to acquire ownership on behalf of all other members. Now, that lifting requires lifting it one tefach off the ground, tefach, one hand's breadth, whatever it is, 4 inches, 10 centimeters or something. Now, and that will do it. That's how the Bartonura learns, and that's how everyone learns. You may be aware that there are many, there are certain Rishonim, notably Tosfos, who holds that Hagba'ah, the act of lifting something up to acquire it, usually requires lifting it 3 tefachim off the ground. However, even Tosfos and Ritva and others who hold that agree that over here, in the case of Zechia for a Shitufim Mavos, 1 tefach off the ground will do. This is a special leniency that applies to the transferring of the Shitufim Mavos, which is rabbinic in nature, and therefore it has special leniencies built in. And this is one of those. So everyone agrees just a tefach is all you need. In addition, besides for Beno Bito Gedolim, one's children who are grown, Va'al Yedei Avdo V'Shivchaso Ha'Ivrim. He can use his male or female Jewish servants. These are like indentured servants. One way, when it comes to the Eved Ha'Ivri, he got into financial trouble, sold himself, but he's still a full-fledged Jew, and therefore he's got a yacht of his own. He's not owned, his person's not owned by the master. And same goes for the Shivchaso, his female maid servant. Again, she was sold by the father into this situation, but she's not owned, her person's not owned, she's not a slave, and therefore she has a hand all of her own. Now, very interestingly, the Shivcha Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant, can only be such until she reaches the age of bat mitzvah. So we're talking about a girl here who is under 12, and we're saying she, yes, can be the counterparty to act as the proxy to do zechia for the benefit of the other members of the Mavui, which tells you that's normally not the case. Normally, boys and girls who are not bar mitzvah can't act as separate legal agents in any way. But here, this is another one of those leniencies. So we're seeing here that the shivcha, the girl, female Jewish maidservant, is considered to be distinct enough, but that's not the point I'm focusing on now, but also significant enough in legal standing to have her own hand to acquire on behalf of the other members, which is interesting. And it also tells you that when it comes to other children that are not bar and bat mitzvah, they can also be used for the zechia. The point of our mission here is that we're focusing on if it's the owner of the barrel himself's children, they would need to be at least gedolim, he's being grown up or perhaps independent financially. But when it comes to another child who's not his son or daughter, that would be acceptable to effect the zechia, even if they're not bar bat mitzvah, which is again a leniency that applies specifically to the transfer of ownership to establish the shetuva mavos. And finally, v'al yedei ishto, he also could use his wife. A wife and husband share certain financial rights, whereas certain things she does transfer to him normally, but the Mishnah here is saying that she has enough of her own economic independent standing that she can be the counterparty and act as a proxy to acquire on behalf of other people of the Mavui. This point actually is also a machlokas. This is machlokas tanaim, if one's wife can act as a counterparty, since normally what she produces goes to the husband, etc. So they're sort of kind of linked as one financial entity. Lahalacha, there's a machlokas both on children who are dependent on their father financially, who are grown, and for wives, if they are considered to be acceptable as the counterparty for this transaction, set up the shituf imavos, and I guess I said as from the very beginning, this all applies equally to the erev chatzeros. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Vav brings both shitas down, Yeshovim Yeshomrim, but the Rama says that one can certainly be makel and rely on lenient opinion in these, at least b'diavad. Okay, Mishnah wraps up by saying, in contrast, aval enu mazake lo al yadei b'no vito hakatanim, if one has children who are minors, again, most learn that they're not bar bat mitzvah, but there are those who say they're some machal shulchan avav, that they're financially dependent on their fathers, they can't act as the proxy to do the zechia. V'lo yedei avado v'shivchaso ha'kananim, and same goes with one's Canaanite slaves. Canaanite here is not the point. They could be from any nationality other than Jewish, and that's what Eved Kanani means. And whether it's a male or female, Eved male and Shivcha female, since their persons are owned by the person who owns the barrel as well, so they're not considered to be separate legal entities with a yacht of their own to do the acquisition on the behalf of others. They're considered to be an extension of his yad, extension of his legal ownership. And that being the case, as the Mishnah says, they cannot serve as the counterparty and proxy to acquire on behalf of the residents of the Mavi, mipnei sheyadan kiyado, because their hand, not literally, but legally, is like his hand, meaning it's not like it's like from one pocket and it's out of one pocket into the other, so to speak, as we say in English, meaning that since they're not financially distinct from him and separate legal entities, they can't be the counterparty to whom he is acquiring on behalf of the residents of the Mavi, because they really are an extension of him legally, so they can't serve that function.